other than some a possible procedural arrangement where some representative of ours could have talked to a representative of the Hanoi government, but with no suggestion at all they were going to move. But Tant was very dug in about it, and you may recall at that time we had some rather rough exchange with him because he was taking a rather high and mighty line toward the United States and the fact that the American people hadn't been fully informed. Well, that was the background for the thing that Severide published, because apparently Stevenson had told Severide shortly before he died that he had had the thing pretty well set up, and then nothing had happened in Washington, and he attributed it to the Bob McNamara, which is absolutely silly, because McNamara had nothing to do with it. A position we found ourselves in was that we wanted to answer this, but we didn't want to get into a fight with Tant. So Bill Bundy and I worked out some language, which Mac cleared off with us, which we then negotiated out with Tant, saying that we couldn't get into the details of this, and therefore, and we were going to leave it at that. When the spokesman for the department handled the thing, he apparently, contrary to the instructions we'd given him, he got confused, and he indicated a somewhat more of a confirmation of the incident than should have been done. It was a mistake, and it was he went beyond his instructions on it, but the instructions were quite clear. Now, we had a deal with Tant, which we worked out the day before yesterday, that Tant was going to say that this was just replying no comment to any of these things, and that he was going to say that any conversations that have been held were privileged and confidential, and he wasn't going to discuss them. Now, they've just put in front of me this AP ticker about Tant saying that major concessions should be made and so on. But this, I was trying to avoid was to get in a situation where we had Tant saying that we were liars again, and that we'll get into the kind of argument which would blow this thing up into a big incident.
Did Stevenson ever present that to the president?
Stevenson talked apparently once to Rusk very quickly after a meeting in a very gentle way, and then spoke to him again in a telephone conversation in August of 64. Stevenson, I think it was August of 64, Stevenson spoke to Rusk, and then he spoke to him again in, I believe, late November. But Stevenson was so vague about it, and there was no indication to Dean that there was anything in it, that Dean simply indicated, well, see if anything more can be developed, which indicates on the North Vietnamese side any willingness to talk substance, because we didn't want to get trapped in a situation where we would suddenly find ourselves having one of our representatives talking to the North Vietnamese, and the government in Saigon would be in a great flap about it, and we'd create an international row with no substance in it. But that was the background of it, and we'd gone through this flap last February when Tant had originally raised this, and I didn't want to get back into that atmosphere again.
Well, I wonder how many people we got going around telling Severides over Brandy now what's happening.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this was
a
hell of a thing, really, Mr. President, for somebody to write a conversation with a dead man which nobody can check. But that's one of the problems we face.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.